It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
I don't know if I should sue the station or Brady for trying to break my back in that thing, but it is that we've discovered that, yes, it is an impossibility to try to face start your car if you were armless and legless and a little bit overweight. I think that might be part of the issue.
Portly.
I tried to get in there. Vader says, come on, you were so... Watching the Facebook Live video, yeah. I get the thing from Vader. Says, you're so damn close. Use that Squidward nose and get there. Brady's push start in Cha-Ching Chavez Platinum Edition is pointing straight up.
On an angle.
It's not like... Because mine for
straight
my Jeep
into the board.
Straight into the board. Like I think
and it's concave, too, so you... Doesn't have like
his?
A little bubble, yeah.
Yeah, his is like on a, it's on a ledge.
Yeah.
So I got under there and
Ronnie's
got my
knee. Ronnie's is on the steering wheel.
The push start is?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, because I got the knee to the brake and I got under your deal. You know what I mean?
Around, yeah.
I got under you there.
Yeah, you
I was,
did.
I was a bottom. And then trying to get the nose to the thing was impossible.
No,
impossible.
No, no. What's wrong with you, Effers? That guy would use a remote start. All right, what's he do? Put it in his mouth?
He lays it on the ground and then he... Like fish flops over like he's at the Seattle market.
Ooh, I could have done that, maybe, but I still have to have my foot on the brake, and if I had
the fob in my mouth.
How'd you get your fob in mouth? Look, you're using your hand to do it.
Well,
you don't need a foot on the brake for the remote start.
Yeah, but to start it once you get in the vehicle.
You have to press the button.
Right.
Yeah. You still have to press the button in the car.
I could go to the – I wonder if the guy uses the phone somehow.
All right, bottom line is we have not unsolved mysteries, this mystery. How did dude with no arms and no legs, how was he in a running car?
His was modified, yeah.
Again, with like who's going to modify that?
The no arms and no legs specialists.
Yeah, that's what I'm – they shouldn't be allowed to drive. There has to be a thing where the modifications are no, we're not doing this. If you have to like make fake arms and then he can't control any of it.
Yeah, that's why I was saying maybe he was just in the well there and just started the car and gunned it, and it just went straight until it crashed into something.
How? Even down in the well.
You think he could
we just proved how impossible it is to start it.
If the keys were in there.
Yeah, I think he's been planted. This story has more legs than he does.
You assholes. Must be nice to have all your arms and legs.
Yeah, that is very true. It is. By the way, it is.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be – I'm already guilty for being white.
Thankful.
I'm not going to be guilty for having appendages.
Please title this video on today's episode of Cha-Ching Quadriplegic.
It was hard. And watching you do it
was a bit
harder.
Of a struggle.
Yeah.
Brady is right. There is an amputee store, and they talk about modifying vehicles for amputation.
Amputee. Now, I'll give you one, maybe two limbs. But you go all four, you're not driving anymore.
You can get the Matt or Homer edition on that.
What's that?
Missing a...
Matt or Homer.
Yeah.
I know what he's
down.
Even Brett is moaning at your terrible puns now.
John, can we talk about the pack of hot dogs on the back of Brady's neck?
All the jokes.
Okay.
We graduated the fourth grade. Oh, Eileen was just a girl with one leg shorter than another. That doesn't even count.
She can go into that store.
She's not an amputee.
For what?
Eileen?
Missing a leg?
No, she's got one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah, that's Eileen.
Eileen.
Yeah, I know. But
the one with just one leg is named Peg.
Jesus, you will defend anything.
Good Christ, man. Do we have to stuff you back in that car?
John, can we talk about the pack of hot dogs on the back of Brady's head?
Oh, I know. It's delightful. Do you have a pack of hot dogs back there?
I've got
Jeremy,
a.
Jeremy just pointed directly at it.
Just more of a brats. Big banger.
You got sausages. You got sausages.
Let me get this straight. You guys took 14% for this?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Tripp just called and he said, "No, I'm only going to pay you 14% of what your old wages were." Nice job.
Way to go, boss.
Yeah, that's pretty well. It was hard to do, Brady, but it was a fun Monday.
It was a good myth buster.
Right. Ah, Sean Phil says, "Why didn't you guys try using your dongs?" We'll be right back. He's right, Brady. Let's use our dongs.
Yeah,
I'll use mine, and you use yours, and we'll see if we can do them at the same
time.
We
can tie them up.
I'll make a big dong out of with a big knot in the middle, and then we just. Jump up and down with our knees until that thing bounces over and starts the car up. I think we've overestimated our dong knot. That knot's going to untie. I'm going to be so hard. Tying dongs with you? I can't stay flaccid for that.
Thankfully. You're asking way too much.
I've been gay and solo for the last 2 days. Are you kidding me? I think they convinced me. Hey, a mask gay. Hey, look, it's the Rump Ranger. Thanks a lot.
City boy.
Anyway. Well, I don't know what the story is, but what was the story that caused this?
He got in the truck and crashed into a cop car and then a building.
Right.
No arms, somebody no legs, did this in
to
a
him.
Car.
The story is incomplete. Somebody did this to
him. Did he have prosthetics or anything?
Did they say anything about prosthetics?
But still,
I don't think you can really get going in the car in prosthetics.
Well, you could hit the button to start it. You could,
yeah, but you still got to get the keys somewhere.
Well, there's videos on that online of guys with the hooks and stuff like. Oh yeah,
really?
Oh yeah,
I see that?
Oh yeah.
Here's an amputee driving, learning to drive after my amputation.
Yeah, they give you hooks and stuff.
Yeah,
but he's still got missing both arms.
My guess is,
well, maybe you got to have two. He still didn't get all his legs and stuff chopped off. I want videos of an armless, legless man driving. Toledo and I were the Bob Evans in Toledo, Ohio, and watched a lady with nothing underneath her rib cage all the way down stroll up and order some breakfast.
She was on a stool, Brett.
She was in a chair.
It was a chair. Yeah, it was a mobile chair.
Wow.
And she had...
And unicycled out.
She was... Yeah, it was amazing to watch. With her little hands cranking the pedals. And here I am not wanting to ride into work. Lazy. Yeah, she had nothing underneath her rib cage. I know. And then just ate breakfast at the Bob Evans, had like some pancakes and French toast, and we just thought.
Had a full stack lumberjack breakfast.
There was no butthole.
Where did it go?
That's all I thought. There's no butthole here. What's happening inside there? And we all stared at her, and we tried to eat, but it was impossible because yuck. Did you see that thing over there?
You're like, seriously.
Oh, she sat right next to us. You can't have breakfast
sitting
next to that.
How can I pound the biscuits and gravy?
Yeah. How can I crush biscuits and gravy knowing that whatever's going into you is falling into a bag right next to me?
Direct delivery.
Yeah. Brett, actually, that was empathetic. Oh, it was direct delivery to whatever the hefty sack she's got to change out every time she takes a sip of something. Shouldn't be allowed in public restrooms. Or restaurants. Or restrooms. Only allowed in public restrooms. So breakfast served to you on the can.
John, I have a friend that has a really expensive mod for his truck. He uses his breath for the gas and shoulder for steering.
That's Stephen Hawking's type stuff, isn't it? Isn't that how he
controls
his...
But he's got legs?
He's
got nubs and he shoulder steers it?
Wow.
I don't trust that at all. I'm all for, like, handy, capable people to do all they can do, except that. That shouldn't be allowed. You want to say you're equal, then get up. Well, then we're not equal. It doesn't mean it's bad.
I know, but once guy starts texting,
Look, Brady, right now, if you said, hey, we're equal, and I'm like, all right, stand up, I'm like, I can't. Well, automatically, we're no longer equal. I want to give you all the rights you can have, but I'm not letting you drive a car like that. All four limbs missing. You get a ride for that.
You'd be surprised the YouTube videos out there. How to go through a drive-thru without any arms. how to pump gas without
how many,
arms.
Hold on. How many views does that one have?
Time out. It has 2.2 million.
Yeah. Oh, my okay. God.
Because people are curious. It has nothing to do with the amputees. By the way, if you need a video to help you get through a drive-thru, you shouldn't be driving.
How to pump gas without arms. That's got 5.2 million.
Wow.
We're going to have to watch these.
How do you pump gas without arms?
I don't know.
Arms.
I didn't pull up the video. Oh, I got to wait through.
If so you're Martha. Telling me.
Maybe you have to get on, you know, on your head, basically, kind of use on your back and use your feet.
Yeah, that would.
Flip it open with the big toe.
If that's happening.
And goose the handle.
If there's a dude hopping around on his calloused head at the Quick Trip, I'll take that than the option that I'm thinking of, which is dude with no arms, just basically mouth the gas handle.
Here's how you pump.
And nobody
gas,
would. I'm with Jeremy on that. And he puts it in with his mouth, and then the next guy goes and touches all that disturbed.
I would go into whatever
arms.
I'm at,
she's
Circle
using
K,
her credit card
QT.
Too.
Bro, will you pump my gas for
right.
me?
Full service. Unlike your body. Full service.
Brady, you asshole, you said that guy could use his grundle. I didn't see you getting your
yeah,
grundle down there.
Pump the grundle.
It was close, but it
grundle. No. Almost always close. How do you use the credit card? Mouth?
She's got 1 foot, and now she's – you got to watch this. We'll watch this.
Man.
This is entertaining.
We got to show you how to put them
yes.
up here.
Man, I'm hard again. I told you guys.
Squares.
Oh,
no squares.
She's using
no
her squares. Mouth on the pump, too.
Oh, yes. Oh,
put it up on the board. Come on. Jeremy's in here for the squares, and now I don't want to do them. I just want to watch videos of handicapped people pumping gas. She mouth F's the handle.
Yeah.
Oh, how
does she use a sanitizer on it first?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I think this is pre-COVID, so it's okay.
Oh, it's never been okay. Get a ride, man.
And then goes in and gets the 99-cent hot dog.
How? Oh. You have to buy that. No,
right off the
this
hot roller.
Still,
she takes mouse it off the roller.
Man, oh, man. I am hard now. I just pictured that. That's hot. Especially because it's too hot
Next
for
challenge.
Her lips.
Brady, let's go up to the Circle K.
Those hot dogs are gone.
Yeah, that's
got it.
He's not even close to the machine.
He's out pumping gas still.
He's a foot away from the roller.
Yeah. They're just clamming onto the back of his neck.
Circle K doesn't know what's coming next.
Wow. I want to see that armless lady going over those hot dogs. It's so hot. It's hot.
You want a bun?
You're telling me it's hot. You don't mind if I give myself a tug because you can't. How about a hand job? Just kidding. Go ahead. Keep eating that hot dog. Good Lord. There's videos of it. Well, what there should be is videos of people at the Department of Motor Vehicles telling these people, no, you can't have a driver's license. I'm sorry, no.
Wow, John Holmberg is not inclusive.
Not at all. You're in charge of 2 tons of moving metal at breakneck speeds. The last thing I needed to
Let
see.
Let alone able people.
Right.
So bad.
We can barely do it. I'm coming back from Payson yesterday, coming down the big hills. If I'd have looked over and seen some dude with his shoulder, and no legs, and he's
distraction.
Got
distraction.
No, no way.
Get in front of him.
I don't want that on the road with me. I'm sorry. You're a passenger. And that's okay. We'll get you where you need to go. Heck, if you stood on the side of the road with no arms and no legs, stood is the operative word. If you were on the side of the road with no arms and no legs and said, I need a ride, I'd be like, get in. I'm not touching you, but get in. I don't know if I can catch that.
With a big backpack on. Where are you going?
That's right.
Across the United States.
Good idea.
Hitching.
By the way, the only pack he can have is a backpack. Why do you have cargo shorts? How are you getting into those pockets? I'm a face McGrundle. Anyway, we've proven a lot today. And what we've proven most of all is how great it is to have arms and legs. Just great. I think I take it for granted. But in a few hours, I won't care. We all have them. And if you don't, you shouldn't be driving. You're allowed how many missing parts? Two. I'll say two. You have to be 50%.
Legally?
Yeah, before I say no to you on a driver's license.
It's just a finger.
You're discriminating.
Yeah.
when you say two, is it like an arm and a leg? Good, or because if it's both arms,
that's tough. That's a tall order. I picture myself coming back 80 miles an hour down that one big turn coming back from Payson, and it starts to move, and you got to slow her down to like 65. Or you're going to go off the edge. And if I looked over at the Armada next to me and a dude is shimmying around his shoulders to get that turn just so.
Brady's probably right. You
no two-arm losses.
One per hemisphere, like one for above the waist, one below.
Lower.
Yeah. You can't be missing two things from either equator.
Right.
Either hemisphere has to be one or.
Above the belt, below the belt.
I'm missing this and this. You got two arms? Oh, no, I got one arm. All right, you're in. One arm, no two let. You can't drive. I don't want it. And I don't care about the apparatus that.
Wait till you see gas pump broad here.
Yeah, no, and that's another thing.
Do they have anybody on a motorcycle, Brett?
I haven't found one yet.
Look, if you guys were at the QT and a lady with no arms rolled out of her F-150.
Looking like Brady.
Scoots over to that thing and starts to French kiss the handle. Like, oh, let me help you with that so I don't throw up all over the place. Stop.
I'm watching.
You wouldn't help her?
No, because I know she's done it before.
No.
That's not her first time at the pump.
That doesn't make it right.
It's my first time.
Like, hookers have done it before. It'd still be like, you should come up with a new thing. Get a different job. If I watch a lady gumming,
but
Charlie,
you know,
Creedle
that
gumming that.
Is, John, if you can do it.
No.
They don't like you to.
I don't.
Basically saying, oh, I don't, can I help you?
I don't give a what they like. I can't watch somebody lick the gas handle and think that I'm going to be at this QT again someday. I'm stopping that.
I got to see that video.
And if she gets mad or he gets mad and goes, what are you going to fight me? I'll kick your ass all over this QT. Stop licking the handle. Let me help you out. Don't have that much pride right now. I can do it. No, you can't. Get your mouth off.
She's using her shoulders here, but it's going all over her face and stuff, like right by her
gas?
Mouth. No, the pump. Wait till you see this thing.
She's soaked in gas.
Let's go to break.
Okay,
we got to see
how
this.
How did she click it?
She's using like her shoulder and her chin.
Okay, but to get it into the gas hole.
That's what she's. Here, let me.
Into the G hole.
And then how do you get the handle? How do you start to the? How do you start pumping?
Yeah.
How do you squeeze
I'm watching
the handle
that right now? She's using like her
Kegel,
her chin and her
okay,
shoulder.
This is
a guy named Clay Dyer. Somebody sent us. He's a sport fisherman.
No arms, no legs. Sport fisherman.
To me,
he's
got
good
a couple
enough
of sayings in my life that I kind of live my life by mottos.
He's got South Park
and
hands.
One of my life mottos says, "If I can, you can." And what I mean by that is, I want people to understand that if I'm able to do what I can do in professional fishing. You
that's
know,
pretty
without
handy tools,
equipment,
nose,
just like that's one
control
thing I love so much about my Skeeter and my Yamaha.
Pick
I don't have to have any
bass,
you know, special adaptation
to
anything. I can drive it with a half an arm because it performs so great.
Okay, he's in a Ranger.
He's got a Ranger bass boat going about 45 on the lake.
You know, it is going to show you that you can either let your limitations.
He's got just enough arm.
Or, you know,
but I'll give him that.
So.
Here's what I was watching.
Okay, here's how to pump gas with no arms. Oh, man.
As the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, I know how dangerous.
Oh, this guy's angry about the
He's
border.
He's very angry.
All right. Tisha is telling us.
Hi, everyone. This is Tisha Unarmed, and I'm here to answer all your questions about not having arms. And as you can see, I don't have any arms. Yeah, big surprise. Okay.
Oh, she seems
so
kind of grumpy.
You've all seen my video of how I drive my car and going through the drive-through, and I've gotten lots of requests on how do you pump your gas. So here we are at the gas station.
She puts her mouth on this thing. I'm going to vomit.
It's her cheek, and her mouth is like right by it.
This girl has no arms.
She's got a strong neck.
The challenge and an acrobatic balancing act. But this is how I do it.
So she's her shoulder to her cheek.
But look how close her mouth is to that keyboard.
Swipe it. Let's see.
Her feet aren't involved at all.
No, sure they are.
Oh, she got to take her shoes off. I see. All right. Does she have a little midge in her, too? She's a little midge.
Yes.
Okay, she's working the keypad with those toes. I'm never getting gas again. I'm going to buy an electric car today.
Hold on.
Oh.
It's the cap off with the toes.
Disgusting. Well, I can do that, but you know what? You're bare feet
you
at
go
the gas station. Okay, here we go. Oh, she's mouth the thing.
My chin and shoulder are really strong, so I'm able to pick up the pump and stick it in there.
All right, squeeze it.
And
Yeah. Here it comes.
Set one up.
She leans on the
Gets her 87.
She's getting the cheap stuff. She's getting the cheap stuff. Nub. Shoulder face.
Oh, the shoulder got in there. My shoulder's not getting there.
No, I can't lose arms.
F you, anybody.
She's just saying pump it, pump it, pump it, because her other job is porn. That's what she does.
There she goes again.
Now I'm going to take it. I'm going to put it back.
All right. All right. Oh, she's down there mouth effing it again.
Okay.
Oh, it's a struggle. This one's a struggle.
Time there's it's a battle. I know. Look at the cleavage.
Look at the cans on this one.
Hold on, hold on.
The best part is she can't slap you in the face. You can have at those. Okay. We're all going to jail. Yeah, I want to be sensitive to certain things, but after I watch somebody tongue kiss one of the pumps at the gas station.
There goes Holmberg in the Jeep.
Yeah, here I come pulling up behind her.
You got a high lift? You got a high lift.
Sure do, homo. It's just a mask. You don't clearly care about COVID. Yeah, the guy in the Jeep in the back, if you hear, what the f-? That is me. Oh. What I wouldn't do.
You said she got a driving one, too?
She got the drive-thru one.
Why is the drive-thru so hard for her?
Well, I don't know. I guess, what do you do? Tell the guy to wing it in the passenger seat or what?
Just chuck the bag at him?
Well, how do you pay, then?
You have the card in your cheek.
She probably sticks her foot out to grab the bag.
Oh, God.
Clamp it with the toes.
Brady, next challenge. Let's see if you can sit in the front seat, throw your foot at the drive-thru guy. You can't do it.
I'd tell him, just chuck the bag at me.
Well, that's what you tell him now.
Yeah.
Throw it in this gob, sir. I don't know how this happened, but the Facebook Live video of Brady trying to start his car with no arms and no legs is worth every second.
She does a mattress review, too.
Tisha Unarmed. She reviews a mattress for what?
I don't know.
Why under? I'm
getting into bed with Tisha. That's what it's called.
Now we're cooking.
I would be completely exhausted, which wouldn't make any sense. Why wasn't I getting a good night's sleep? But for the first time, I'm actually given the chance to try it before I commit to it.
It's a tough to needle out.
Lowe offers 100 days, risk-free, to try the mattress.
Oh, she's got, it is. She got an endorsement from the people at Lowe.
It is.
She's endorsing Lowe. Because they're really targeting that armless, legless population. How hard is it to get into bed? That's easy.
You would think.
Yeah, that one's simple.
Doing the laundry without arms?
No, I don't want to see that. That's a lot of touching and mouthing. Yeah, cooking. Don't even start cooking. Brady, do you want to watch
Why is she endorsed by Arm & Hammer?
Been waiting for that one since the beginning.
Been cycling through.
There she's cooking.
Oh, she's got pumpkin seeds. The best.
Pumpkin toe spice.
Listen, shh. Those are her feet in a pumpkin making seeds. Rex Ryan is just ejaculating constantly. Is that her?
Yep.
Just mushing pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen that?
She's mashing pumpkin squishins in somebody's hell-like kitchen. Oh. What is going on?
That's her she shed.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. She's got one riding a bike without arms.
Most disgusting I've ever seen your feet.
Okay, show me the bike one and then we're done. I got to see this. Hey, you know, what will I be more amazed at? This or when I first saw the Muppet movie and Kermit was on that big bike and they showed his legs and stuff. I thought he was real for a good 4 or 5 minutes. I thought Kermit had come
she
to life.
She did the ice bucket challenge.
Doing laundry?
That's years
How'd
ago.
She do that?
You know, that's nice of her, though, because she's worried about
changed
curing
the tire,
something.
John.
She's worried about curing something.
Oh, changed the tire.
Did she have a high lift?
With no high lift.
If that would have shown up, I'd have been like, perfect. This is my weekend.
There's riding a bike.
Riding a bike.
All right, here she is. Well, I can ride a bike.
Oh, yeah, anymore. I see how she does that.
Is it a small biker?
No, it's the sit-down one, it looks like.
I'm so sick of the ads. All right. I like Tisha Unarmed.
And since I have
a I thought it was a regular
bike. It's like a big wheel.
Without
a three-wheel. No, it's like one of those green machines
green
with
machine.
The sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, she's getting on a regular bike.
That's my bike. So this is called a banana peel. I had one when I was a kid, when I was about 9.
All right, I'm done.
It's a green machine, Tish.
Yeah, green machines are awesome.
Yeah. They make adult ones of those now.
I know. I just saw it.
No. For, no, I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
Part of the leg, too.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
That one leg is like a clog on the end of it.
She likes the, like she likes the river dance, Brady.
Well, she's missing a leg.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that or it's shorter.
Yeah, it looks like she's got length issue there. Least of her concerns. She seems like a nice girl. Well adjusted. I don't ever want to see her at a gas station. I would call the authorities. Stop licking that thing. I've said that at a gas station before. Please, sir, don't lick that.
Oh, here's one for you. Everyone poops. Hilarious. No. How to wipe without arms.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Pop it up.
Roll tape.
Is that hers?
It yeah.
Is. Play it. Oh, I just shivered. You just get in the pool, right? That's all you do.
My bidet works it out.
Is it automatic?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't hit the switch.
With your face?
Yeah. If I had the elbow, I could, because it's a...
So you got your,
I'd be still
you got your crusty
stuff.
Butt up, use your foot, and have that thing start shooting up, and then sit on it.
Yeah, you'd have yeah, to L it,
you'd
but
have to let
be
it shoot it first. That would be a disaster. You're not going
to
show me the butt wiping
I'm
one?
To find
all right,
it.
I don't want to see it. I'm out. That's fate right there. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Sorry about your Guadalupe squares. We'll do one tomorrow. Jeremy, tomorrow. We'll do the squares tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow,
Come back
Jeremy.
Tomorrow, buddy. You had to do the Bob Kemp show. It's Monday. He's back.
Yacht parties.
All right. Oh, this is the poop one? Does she actually deuce and then show me how to?
I don't know. It says hilarious, apparently.
Very personal question. And
oh, hit pause.
At first,
I had a guy, remember that blind intern I had with no eyes? Years ago, I used to talk about Jason. He's no longer with us. But I remember asking him in the car once, how do you know you're done wiping?
Mm. Answer.
Guesses? Any guesses?
Smell.
Just with, by smell. The finger.
Oh.
Not by the fingers, Brady.
What?
I put my fingers in by taste. I know when it's clean.
I was waiting for a fun dip comment or just
said by smell. And also he said his girlfriend. But she was also blind.
Check? Oh.
And so they both gave it a whiff, I guess. I didn't get any deeper.
You're good.
Yeah.
I'd eat it.
She's wearing a wristwatch on her leg.
Yeah, well, that's the only place it goes. I guess it's not a wristwatch.
I guess
is it?
Not.
It's an anklet.
Do you?
That's a Rolex Cankle edition.
Do you wipe front to back or back to front? Do you use eco-friendly toilet paper? Do you wash your hands afterwards?
You don't
do you have toilet paper left behind? Do you patch or swipe? Do you read the newspaper? Do you use the newspaper? Do you have books to read?
Well, get to the rat killing here. Thing? Scooch her up to where she actually starts to wipe. Oh, she's got a toilet scrub.
No, she's having funnies.
She's making jokes that she gets in the washer and dryer.
Anything without your arms. Maybe, Jack, you ruined my life.
Well, no,
Jack,
that's not what
cleaner.
Ruined your life.
Jack, cleaner.
Jack's an addition. Well, it would have been great if she did it like a dog and she could bow her spine up and just clean it with
she's
her
got
face.
Got a bidet or something.
All right, anyway, I don't know how this happened. Brady, this is your fault for bringing up the armless, legless guy. I'm all for equality, but I don't want to see it. You guys do whatever it is you do.
Be equal somewhere else.
Bear witness to that. Yeesh. Anyway, thanks for nothing. Jeremy, great job this morning. The Guadalupe Squares host.
My man.
Jeremy Thomas, all the way back in for the 8:30 showing. And we got What Would Brady Do coming up in moments. We might stuff him in another car. It's 98.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
I've seen enough no more people, no more videos of... And then a guy emailed me, goes, I'm a recent amputee from a motorcycle accident. And he showed me his pictures of his leg all sewn up and chopped up. And then he showed me his prosthetic. And I'm like, oh, this is motivational. This is great. And then the prosthetics got San Francisco 49ers stuff all over it. I'm like, I'm glad you lost your leg.
Oh.
Wow. I told him that. We've been going back and forth. He's fine.
I told you about that flight where I was on the plane and they took the seat out. Like, why are they doing that right next to me? And a guy, it was an amputee, basically both legs from the knee down and an arm. And
they just
talking
him
with
him,
like, how, you know, what happened? Boat prop.
Just started chopping. Boy, oh boy.
And they just strap him down to the plane? They take
they put another apparatus in there.
Just a stick? He's going to work him down onto it.
So he's not like a Weeble and just going back and
forth?
Yeah,
it's a really sturdy stick. Hard metal. It's all metal. It's like bolted into the bottom of the plane, and he just kind of rests comfortably on that. Well, I would like to sit next to somebody like that on a plane. Because the odds of more going wrong in that guy's life are pretty low. That plane's staying in the air. So, yeah, if he plopped down next to me, he's like, I've got terrible boat accident under my belt. And I'm like, odds of getting into a plane crash with you.
But does the stewardess say that you're responsible for pulling him up off the skewer with, if things go wrong?
He kept ringing the bell. I was like, my snacks are disappearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't fight for the food fast enough to keep up with this guy. Can you move me? He wanted a seating arrangement.
Sorry, dude. You snooze, you lose. Southpaw. I nicknamed him Southpaw.
Yeah, I'll fly with those like that, and then my buddy Billy, who was in a major plane crash. I'll get on a plane with him in a heartbeat because he's not going down twice. If he is, I can't even imagine what the odds are. You survive a real plane crash and then get back, and then it happens again. No. There's been a few people who have been in doubles, but little planes don't count. I'm talking about commercial airlines. He was on a Northwestern flight that another plane hit on the runway and blew up, and he got off of that. And I'm like,
does he wear a leather jacket every time?
He wears leather on the plane a lot because that saved his life. Yeah. But funny part is that he got back on a plane like 2 days later because he still had to go home. And one of the things he got was a free ticket.
Oh, nice.
And they don't know how to handle that. It's like, we'll pay for it. Yeah, you'll pay for it, since the last plane's in ashes.
We don't normally do this.
Yeah, no, you know what? We're going to step out on the limb for you.
And did he go? He jumped back on the plane,
right
on too?
I'd
have been an Enterprise renting a car and driving across country.
I don't know how he did it, but he got on the plane. I think the accident was on a Monday night, and he was on a flight the next day.
He was like, it wasn't a flight, really. It was just the landing. They weren't in the air.
He never got in the air. They were taxiing out onto the runway.
It was the takeoff. That was a little sketchy.
Oh, they were in the air.
You could do that.
Detroit to Pittsburgh, and it was snowing really bad in Detroit, and they went out, and the pilot went on to the wrong runway. And another plane landed on it. And its wing just took the top off of this plane. Like, a lot of people died. Steelers were playing the New York Giants that night on Monday Night Football. And I think it was 20-0 was the final. I remember that game, because I was like, this team's not so bad. And then... Yeah, I didn't know him then, but the story he tells is back. He called my buddy Kevin, who's like,
it's crazy.
Because he's a Steeler fan too. He calls, he's like, he's like, Kevin. He goes, man, what a game. 20 zip, man. And he goes, yeah, hang on a second. I got to tell you something. He's like, yeah, did you see that? Bubby Brister might be the answer, is what we were thinking at the time. Oh. And he's like, I was just in a plane crash. And he's like, hey, I just saw that. Aha, very funny. And he goes, no, I was in that plane. And it was going out on the news. And so it was a big mess. I would fly with Billy all the time.
It's like getting food poisoning and then going back the next day to the same restaurant.
Yeah, you never go back to that place.
And
again,
all they do for you is, we'll give you the same meal for
free.
Here's
a coupon. You get that. You're going to try that Ma Ling soup again. Coconut.
Been doing it for years.
Yeah, I'll do it. If you get food poisoning and they offered you free food, then would you go back?
Probably. It would take a while.
Good God.
The answer is no.
Think about it.
The answer is no.
I got food poisoning. I know exactly where I've gotten it 3 times, and I don't even like driving by the place. One was Treasure Island in Las Vegas when my Irish boxing trainer's like, we tried that buffet. You get out there, do the buffet. And I'm like, I don't think so, Ray. Oh, come on. And he brings me plates of scallops, and I had a couple, and I knew the second one I ate was not good.
Tasted a little weird.
But eating fish off a buffet.
I agree.
Eating anything off a buffet is sketchy. Yeah.
And then I was just peeing Yoo-Hoo for 2 days. It was coming out of the wrong spot. Oh, it was bad. Yeah, and I don't even like walking by the Treasure Island, let alone going in. I've been there for a couple Cirque du Soleils.
There's one that I know in mind that I've gone back for years. But
that you got food poisoning?
I'm pretty sure it was a 24-hour flu, and
that's what he's sticking with. That's his tune.
I'm still going. I'm not going to say the name.
It's Casanova Brothers, then.
No.
I said it. Those bastards.
It was Porkopolis. You are a regular. You are a regular at this place.
I am.
That's why he's not telling you.
No kidding. It's great. But yeah, I would go back to that. That would be a tough one. I won't blame them for food poisoning. Their standards are too high. You ate something else. You were busy.
That's what I've gone with.
I know what happened. you had to get gas that day.
You're licking the handle.
And that girl was hand-effing that handle the whole time with her mouth, and yeah, and you caught whatever she was putting down. There it is. Some amputee was licking your gas pump, and you blamed the beautiful Houstons. It's no longer available at that location. Yeah, I've gotten sick at a couple of places here in town. I'll never go back. Ever. And the food's great, but I can't be in there. Ugh. Anyway, sorry. We got a What Would Brady Do coming up in just moments. These amputees have taken our time all day. This is what happens, why we lose Guadalupe Squares, because we get distracted by stuff. We've got What Would Brady Do. If you want a quick hitter, you can throw them up on our Facebook page. Brett is monitoring right now. You can text 97936 or email Holmberg at 98kupd.com. I'll sift through the ones we've got, see if we got any new ones, and What Would Brady Do is coming up next.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me. 98.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.